Text. The writer of the scariest and most amazing novels, Agatha Christie. Her life.
Agatha Christie was born in 1890 in Devon, by the seaside, in the southwest of England. She was the youngest child of an English mother and American father, who died when Agatha was 11. The same year, she published her first poem. Agatha didn't study at school, but at home, when she was a child. A governess taught her. She gave her a lot of books. She could read Alice in Wonderland and other stories which captured her imagination. In 1906, she went to school in Paris, studied music, then returned to England in 1910. During the First World War, she was a nurse at a hospital in Devon and became a pharmacist. She knew a lot about poison and medicine.
She published her first novel in 1920. In 1930, she married an archaeologist. She went again to Egypt and Turkey with him. She wrote crime stories like Death on the Nile or Murder on the Orient Express, which took place in these countries. She published about 70 novels, 150 short stories, and 20 plays, which you can read in many different languages. She wrote books until she died in 1976. Agatha Christie was the most popular writer after Shakespeare.
You certainly know these two famous characters from Agatha Christie's novels.
Of course, we are talking about Hercule Poirot, a very polite, short and bald man. He came from Belgium to England during the First World War. He is about 63. He has got green, bright, malicious eyes and a funny moustache. He's always smart in his black jacket and striped trousers. He is very meticulous, fussy about details, and very proud of himself. He likes luxury hotels and good food. He speaks very good English, but he uses some French words. He's always talking about his little grey cells to speak about his brain. Thanks to his little grey cells, he could investigate crimes and solve enigmas.
The other character is Miss Jane Marple, a respectable old lady who lives in a small, typical English village and who loves gardening. She is a curious woman, an armchair detective, who often found out the guilty person thanks to her sensible intuition. She uses her eyes, ears, and brain to observe every detail carefully. People can watch the two detectives on TV nowadays.